I'll talk about who's chayiv in the mitzvah of matanos avyonim. So the Mishmur points out even an ani himself has a chiyuv to give matanos avyonim. He can give it to another ani, and another ani can give back to him. But they would fulfill the mitzvah of matanos avyonim in that way. The question which comes up is, what about a woman? Is a woman chayiv in the mitzvah of matanos avyonim? The question being that she doesn't have her own money. We have a rule, the Mora says, so her money, even the money that she's working, etc., belongs to her husband, so she doesn't have any money. So would Chazal be mechayev her in a mitzvah which she has no way to fulfill? Similarly, the question we have an inyan of being mechan of children in the mitzvah, but we know the rule of chinuch, when you mechan a person in the mitzvah, you have to fulfill the basic conditions of the mitzvah. So about chinuch, if a person says, I'm going to be mechan of my child for the mitzvah lula, but I give him a celery stick and a lemon, that's not called chinuch. Well, he's shaking a green thing with a yellow thing, it looks like a lula but an asterisk. That's not chinuch. You have to give him a lula but an asterisk. It has to be a kosher lula but a kosher asterisk. He has to own the lulav and the asterig. So the chinuch means you're training him to do the mitzvah the way he would do it as an adult, not that you're training him to do something else. So I mean, mechanel the child to do the mitzvah with money which is not his. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do it with money which is his. So is there a chiyuv in such a situation? So regards to the woman, whether woman is chayiv in this mitzvah or not. There are some who say that she fulfills her mitzvah through the money the husband gives. She has a chiyuv. She's in the mitzvahs of Purim. A woman's, even though it's a mitzvah say shazman grama, but since we have a rule, the women were included in the nes, so therefore the women are chayiv in the mitzvahs of Purim, even though they are time bound mitzvahs. But she fulfills this through that which her husband gives, because she doesn't have money of her own. There is an opinion which says a woman has to give her own, and she would actually have to have somebody acquire the money for her, because the husband can be marked the money not to her directly, but to somebody else for her. Now the money belongs to her, and she would use her own money to do so. So there are some people which are machmir and follow that opinion. Regards to mechanach a child, we do not require this extra condition. And we take giving him money, and he will give the money. It fulfills the chinuch aspect. How that fits into the rules of chinuch is a more complicated discussion. We have the same question in regards to the mitzvah of lulav and asterisk. Do you require that it should belong to the child, and that creates all of these issues of being marked to a child? He cannot be marked back to you, and you have a problem of lechem, etc. So, do we require that extra element? So, by mitzvah deraisa, we're trying to be marked on it, but this is mitzvah derabanan. As long as you give him money to use to give for the matanos of yonim, he will do so, even though he does not actually own it. It belongs to the father still. Tomorrow I want to talk about, there's a halacha of called a pashat yad. I want to explain a little bit the rule, which this idea which we have, that when it comes to tzedakah, a general issue, you people come with these tzedakot, with these certifications that they have a right to collect tzedakah. What exactly is that? What's the basis behind that? To require that, not to require that? So maybe it's really a general issue, but I think it's an important issue to explain. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Have a good morning.